All right, everybody, you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Rob with the Soulship Enterprise. I am joined today by the wonderful Ori Navaris and a special guest, Bebod Nachban. How are you doing, guys?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Rob?
Doing really well. I hope everyone enjoyed their reading week. I know I did. Went out to Tofino. I was just talking to Ori here. He was out on the Sunshine Coast. Bebod was in London, living it up, living the life.
Sounds good.
I don't know. There hasn't been much as far as developments go. But we were just talking about the new Kanye West album, which was so hilarious. The release was hilarious. They were talking about how he plugged in his laptop at, Madison State Garden. So he rented the arena to throw his fashion show, plugs in his laptop, and it was amazing. Someone was live tweeting it, and it was the email notification has just gone off again. didn't even bother turning that off.
It was released? How did he end up doing it?
Yeah, so that was the big launch party.
Oh yeah,
and then I guess he put it online, but he only put it on his own music streaming service called Tidal, which everyone hates. So apparently it's been torrented more than a million times, and he is now declaring war against Pirate Bay. It was cool. It was a cool album. I think actually the best tracks were released before the album was put out. So there's a song, Facts. There's one, 30 Hours, which is really good. And there's another one, No More Parties in L.A., which I know Bebod likes. So anyway, I'm going to play some of the samples because, as always, he's been noted as a producer. So he always pulls up cool, obscure funk and soul samples. So this one is from a band called Father's Children, and it's called Dirt and Grime. And I'm going to play it as soon as I can cue it up. It's you guys will recognize it as soon as it works. Let's see. There we go.
You sit around with your head.
All right. So you just heard Father's Children, Dirts and Grime, recently notably sampled on Facts off of the new Kanye West album, Pablo, or The Life of Pablo, I should say. And there's a really interesting article written, I guess, in Pitchfork. They did a big review of it. And of course, it was an incredibly very favorable review. And of course, Kanye still freaked out afterwards. And he was like, listen, there's no, I think he said that like no white authors should be allowed to review hip hop music. And then he said, Pitchfork, my album is a 30 out of 10. And they give him a 9, which is like incredibly high for Pitchfork, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, there were some like pretty funny observations in that article. And he was talking about just kind of like the way he makes music. And then apparently, I don't know, because he kept changing the name of the album, right? So first it was like Swish, then it was Waves, then it was The Life of Pablo. And he flipped it kind of at the end because he started tweeting that the Pablo, everyone assumed it was Pablo Picasso, but it wasn't actually Pablo Picasso, but St. Paul of Tarsus. And who apparently in Spanish is called Pablo. So anyway, there's a whole song which is like comparing him and Kim Kardashian to essentially Joseph and Mary. So anyway.
It's a classic Kanye move.
I am God.
I actually read some pretty brutal reviews. I haven't listened to it yet. But there was one that was like, this is less like a Pablo Picasso piece and more like a Jackson Pollock piece. Oh. Just random paint splashed everywhere with no coordination.
I mean, I can play one of the new songs. We can do whatever we want on the radio. Are you guys interested?
Yeah.
All right. First track, it's called Ultra Light Beam.
We don't want no devils in our house, God.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes,
that's
Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah. Have the most God.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes,
I'm trying to keep my faith.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. We know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then mama need you now. Alright. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Depression, not blessings. Why you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. More. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam.
Trying to send photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultra light beam. We on a ultra light beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy world.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, these guys hadn't heard any of the new Kanye album. So, that was Ultralight Beam. First song on the album with Chance the Rapper. And I mean, I'll just play some of the intros from these tracks, right? Like, there's some really groovy kind of... Okay, now this is a bit of a weird one. But this intro is really cool. So it's all, like, old-school soul and funk samples.
This was, like, a slowed-down album as well.
And then you've got as weird stuff as this, which is just, like, a deep house.
Your love is fading.
This is like Chicago style deep house. Just
your
listen to it. Featuring Post Malone, who wrote the White Iverson song
fade,
that everyone's been playing.
When no one ain't around,
I feel it fade.
I think too much.
I feel it fade.
Well, ain't nobody watching.
I feel it fade.
Right, hold on. I'm just waiting for the beat.
I just fade away.
I feel it.
It's just this. It's just like house.
Yeah, interesting, eh?
So anyway.
Is he got a tour coming up?
I don't know, man. Who knows with that guy? Apparently he's $50 million in debt.
Oh, yeah? I feel if he tours, it's going to be weird if he keeps up his trend.
Yeah, he's been doing weird stuff, but definitely entertaining to watch the crash and burn of one of hip-hop's biggest personas. Speaking of crash and burn, our boy Baybod here had a rough couple weeks, and I'm going to dedicate this next song to him. I don't know if you've ever heard of an artist called Spooky Black, but he's this incredible, incomparable teenage white R&B singer from, I believe, Minnesota. And anyway, you can watch his music videos.
Is this you singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has these just insane music videos. He looks like he's 13 or 14. He's wearing like all white do-rags. It's like very lo-fi, and yet he has this unbelievable voice. So anyway, this track is dedicated to Baybod. It's called DJ Khaled Is My Father.
With you closing.
quickly on my mind. How could I explain this without bringing on concern? Oh, put it into words. Now your eyes lay heavy on mine. Calling my return to the music slowly turn. Oh.
Right, that song was called DJ Khaled Is My Father. It was by Spooky Black. Check him out on YouTube, MySpace, SoundCloud, what have you. So anyway, obviously Ori is way behind the game, and he hasn't realized that the new Snarky Puppy album is out.
Yes, I missed that. But I've got it coming up on my computer right now.
Nice. I'm glad you bought it.
Yep.
So... two songs are of particular interest, and I'm going to play. So I kind of have to say that I was almost slightly let down by this album. Right. Maybe it's just because I've expected like Lingus style bangers on every single, like every single time I listen to a new Snarky Puppy track, I feel like my mind should explode. And honestly, I think like there wasn't that. The track that I was really excited for was the one with Jacob Collier, but he's actually really only singing backup vocals. Jacob, that's something I could maybe play. He's this kid who does really cool a cappella stuff. But anyway, I'll let you guys choose for yourself. I don't know what you want to say.
The comparison, though, like because Snarky Puppy is so diverse in their styles and talents, is how do you think it compares to their first volume? Because I feel like with We Like It Here, and that's a whole different style when they're just going nuts themselves. But what would you say from
So I don't know. I mean, it shows they're a very like versatile band. I thought the song with David Crosby from Crosby, Stills and Nash, I mean, that's the biggest name they've had. And also like it's a good song. It's like a good ballad, but it's not kind of what you expect in terms of like musicianship or like crazy solos. Mm-hmm. So anyway, maybe I'll let you all decide for yourself. Maybe I just need another listen through. I've only listened to it a couple times. But anyway, this is off the new Family Dinner by Snarky Puppy. The song is called Liquid Love, and it's featuring Chris Turner. So enjoy.
Yeah, babe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I said all I need is a taste of your love, babe. Come on, give it to me. All I need is your liquid love, babe. Come on, give it to me. Taste. Ooh, I don't wanna come down. I'm flying high over the ground. Something about your flavor makes
All right. So you just heard Chris Turner with Snarky Puppy. That was a song called Liquid Love. And now, as a special, special treat, Ori's bringing his signature Icelandic reggae to the house. We're trying to cue up the song here. Was it Draumi?
Yeah, that's the name. So the story goes, I was in Iceland exploring the city during one of their big events, which was their marathon. And little did I know, but the Icelandic music scene is fantastic and super, super good, despite the small population of about 300,000 people in the entire country. And little did I know, but the reggae scene is quite good. So I brought back some Icelandic reggae a while back, but I found a new band.
We have a problem.
a little bit premature start there. And so here's another track. Pretty groovy stuff.
So
the pronunciation of these bands.
Exactly. This is always the problem that we run into. We have no idea how to pronounce these. We don't know how to pronounce a song. It has some character in it, which doesn't exist in the English language. But anyway, if you like it, I think the band is called Hjalmar. It's spelled Hjalmar, and it's probably pronounced like Hjalmar or Hjalmar.
Actually, yeah, we should bring in an Icelandic person.
Yeah, man, I don't know any Icelandic people.
I know Iceland. A couple, actually.
Do you really?
Okay,
man.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen. We'll play exclusively Icelandic reggae some other time. So anyway, check this out. Draumi, or whatever, on CITR 101.9.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, 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 beef, cheese,
press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, everybody. So you just heard a very fun, very cool song from an Icelandic reggae band, the second really good Icelandic reggae band that we've heard on the show. Now we've got a special song coming out of Baybod's mind. Tell us a little bit about this. It's an Iranian track, right?
Yeah, I think the vocal is from a really old, like, Iranian song my grandmother listens to. But I think the lyrics themselves come from, like, a poem that's, like, a couple hundred years older. That's a Persian thing. It's like no one wants to write lyrics, so they just take lyrics from really old poems. So yeah, and then I think some Danish guy put it to a beat, and this is the outcome of that.
So it's a Danish guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the song called?
It's called Manitou, which means me and you, Rob.
Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful. All right, let's check this out. I've never heard this before, so if Baybod has shitty taste in music, you're about to find out.
I mean, don't put me on blast like that. It's like, it's not my favorite song. I just thought it'd be cool.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, this is going to be cool. It's a bit of a longer track, so enjoy Manitou by Nu. Maybe the first time on CITR 101.9.
نشینیم در پا من و تو
sabes si ha visto mi mujer, ha visto mi mujer por la calle. ¿Dónde está mi mujer? En la calle. Oye, dime si te sabes, si ya tú mi mujer, te lo corto en la rodilla, un plan por ti. Oye, tú me hablas de sexo, de amor, pero yo no quiero saber.
So, yeah,
it was a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of a Soulship segue there. But thanks for showing that first track, Babel. That was actually really cool. So that was, I guess, like a medieval era Persian poem with a new track. So that was, what was the song called again? Nomoto?
It was called Manoto.
Manoto by Nu, N-U, if anyone's interested in checking that out. And I was just saying that it kind of reminded me of some of the Nicholas Jaar stuff. So I played one of his songs, Mi Mujer. You're listening to that right now. I'm trying to think of what to play next. There's a really cool song that I stumbled upon by Fork. You know Fork, which is Michael League's kind of project. So Michael League is playing, from Snarky Puppy, is playing in a group called Fork with a Q. With the guy, this like incredibly accomplished keyboarder who was in Empire of the Sun and was in a whole bunch of different bands. I think he was part of maybe even the Gorillaz. And then you've got another really good guitar player who's played with everyone, with like Erykah Badu, with Lauryn Hill. So anyway, this was one of the cooler and like better songs that I've heard from them. It's called Limax. So I'm going to play that by Fork. A bit of a stylistic change from the last track, but anyway, hope you enjoy. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in to CITR and this episode of the Soulship Enterprise. Thanks to Baybod for coming in, just enlivening us with his delightful presence. So till next week, it is Fun Drive, everyone's favorite week coming up. So stay tuned for that. I believe it starts on Thursday. Stay also tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak, as always. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. So anyway, one last track for you, or at least part of a track before Gak starts his show. Super solid funk drummer, Idris Muhammad, with Could Heaven Ever Be Like This, another old school classic. So anyway, enjoy your Monday. Goodbye.